This is Winning at Life, the Financial Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, 504-260-0995. Let's talk about the mutual funds, the variable annuities, Social Security, your retirement. Where are you on the path?
I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, this guy across the table from me, Gregory, Hall of Fame financial advisor, and he loves just handing out free advice. 504-260-0995, or you can give us a call or send a text message via the Winning at Life app. We've made some additions to our YouTube channel this week that I think would interest you. A lot of Social Security questions thrown in there as well. IRA distributions, whenever you get around to that time of life, it's one of these things. It's you have nowhere else to turn to get your questions answered. So we're just making ourselves available to you for the next hour. Before I jump into the news here, Gregory, any great stories from the hallways of Gregory Ricks and Associates office, conversation, you run into someone at the store? Because I have one little cutesy story before we get into the news. But you first, you're the boss.
I'll let you roll.
All right, so I had to go to the periodontist today.
Lady. Periodontist?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying it right. I'm not even sure if I can spell it.
It's a dentist, though.
It's a dentist of some sort. They can prescribe drugs. Here's the deal. The lady at the desk is a regular listener to our New Orleans affiliate, and she recognized the show. Yeah. Because I have to ask when I go to the dentist. They're like, hey, we got to do this certain procedure here. And it's like, I just got to check. My mouth will be completely not numb and ready to go at 6 o'clock. I give myself a grace hour, and they say, yes, we're going to do this now. And if all goes right, this will probably wear off about 3:30 or 4 o'clock and you'll be fine. And I say, I just have to ask that because my job involves talking. And then the question is, well, what do you do? And I'm on the radio. And which station? Oh, I know that show. That's great. Although she didn't recognize my name right off the bat, just yours. Well, I'm his sidekick. Isn't that something? All right, your turn.
Yeah, I actually had that yesterday as well. Somebody connected the name and, oh, yeah, I hear your name everywhere. Didn't quite get to the show, but said, well, I actually do an 8-hour show each week, live radio.
Have you ever had to explain to people the downside of being on the radio? Example, you go down to the restaurant, you're ordering your food, and the lady recognizes your voice. Wait a second. Do I know you? Where have I heard your voice? I'm on the radio. Oh, that's right. Who are you? Well, I'm James. James Parker. I'm on the financial. Oh, I know that show. I listen to you guys. Guess what you have to do now? You have to leave a gigantic tip. You don't have a choice, or she's going to get on the internet or leave a Facebook post.
Oh, you don't normally just do that?
Above and beyond my normal generosity. And I'm a pretty generous tipper because of my waiting tables career in the past. But you really got it up your game with tips. And if someone in public finds out who you are, guess what you can't do? You can't complain. You can't send your food back. You can't even say a mean word. You can't.
I know I was recognized when I went into La Madeline to pick up. To go order for lunch today. Other day in Bravo, I knew I had caught somebody's attention because, you know, when you see the head turn and look, and I didn't directly see it, but I saw it in my peripheral vision. And then towards the end of lunch, this lady came over and wanted to say hi. Big, big fan of the show. So.
Well, you'll notice this now that I say it. Check this out. There's a difference between when a woman and a man recognizes you. Women will more often than guys come say hi. But if they don't, if they're, you know, like at the other end of a bar or like not in within speaking distance, women will wave. Dudes will nod. That's the official, I know who you are kind of thing. Yeah. And then you say, yes.
It's just, it is interesting. And sometimes it's because of the TV work we have done, and other times it's the voice. I have a unique voice. It's recognizable.
Yeah.
I'm talking somewhere, next thing you know, are you Gregory? No, but I sound like him. Well, I've never done that. I wouldn't do that, but
we had sort of the opposite thing happened with producer Angie earlier this week. She went completely unrecognized by someone who loves the show. And what makes it worse, Angie's a family member.
Yeah, it's a first cousin, but I haven't seen them since last family reunion. So it's been a while. We lost touch.
And tell the story. Well, give me
I didn't know
20
if you
second
were,
version.
Okay, so I ran into him at a party, and it was him and his wife, and he also works in radio, and we were discussing.
Makes it even worse, doesn't it?
Now his last name and our family last name is Ricks, so he was just talking out loud. He was like, "Oh, I wonder if Gregory Ricks is related to us." And I look at him, I go, "Well, I can tell you he's not." And I'm like, "I'm his producer." And his wife just both look at me and go, "Really? We love that show. Wow, we listen every evening." And it was so cute. It was, yeah, they were very happy that I worked, you know, a family member worked with the show.
He didn't know his own cousin is over there pushing the buttons that make this whole thing go. He's just been listening to it every day.
Exactly.
Or often.
He didn't realize that, you know, one of those things.
All right. Well, enough fun with being, oh my God, we're famous stories.
You know, with that said, you know, we've been looking on a hunt for part of a Fox Business story yesterday that I think I missed, but I'm pretty sure I missed it. With that, it's about a new blog. So if somebody was listening to Fox Business yesterday, it's kind of stuck on my mind. It was one of the female hosts, I think, in the afternoon yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about a blog that gets posted at 7 a.m. every morning, becoming all the rage. So it got my attention. I wanted to hear about it. And somehow there was a distraction and I missed that. And it turns out I don't record that show. I've been building up James Parker here, my co-host, awesome as he is. He records all of Fox Business and holds it for about 3 days. Then it gets recorded over some loop he does.
Right.
What it turns out is, I've been recording some portions of the day, and then when I go and realize I've missed something, and I'm like, gah, and then I add on another show. So I'm just adding the rest of the, I'm up from Maria through the morning through Trish, the intelligence report. Now I'm just going to record the rest of the afternoon up and through Lou Dobbs.
So you're missing Countdown to the Closing Bell, After the Bell, the new evening edit or evening edition. They changed the name of one of those
Elizabeth
shows.
That's on with Varney in the mornings has her own hour, it appears. And then Making Money.
Charles Payne.
Yeah. And then I caught some of the story because of the weekend. I'm sitting here still on that hunt for that blog that was reported on. Long Island iced tea, Long Island versus Tennessee. But I did catch some of that at, they were at a restaurant bar in Rhode Island, Long Island, and talking about making that strong drink, Long Island iced tea. They were kind of, this is where it was invented.
Long Island?
Laying claim to it. Yeah.
I believe that.
Just caught my attention. It's kind of on the screen here.
Now,
be careful how many of those you sample.
What's the versus Tennessee? A Tennessee tea? Is that a thing? Is that what they're saying? Or does someone in Tennessee make a good Long Island?
Yeah, it's
tea?
A 2-minute blog. We'll listen to it on the break and update you on the Long Island tea.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee tea is a drink. It's a mixed drink. All right. Well, I just learned something. See, you learn something every show. Sometimes it's financial information. Sometimes it's mixology. Well,
and that was where I was at. I was watching Fox Business. And so, oh, well, that makes sense why you're watching that show.
Uh-huh.
I said, it's at home. That's what's on that main television. It just runs. And then late in the evening or something, that'll get changed. And most it doesn't, because when I turn it on in the morning, guess what channel it's on?
Fox Business.
Yeah, it's about the money. What's going on in the markets? My mind is just attuned to that all the time. I'm reading blogs and stuff, even while that's on, and that's where I caught some. There was some attention about this blog, and I'm like, okay, I've got to catch that. I'll be right back before the commercials end, because they did it in the break, and coming back from a commercial, and I'm like, ah. And then a little bit later, I realized I missed it. But I had so much going on, so it happens.
All right, well, the big news this morning on Fox Business is when I turned it on, because Europe is at least 6 hours ahead of us, the further east you go, the more ahead of us they are, they woke up to their Friday morning before we did and noticed that a whole lot of websites are now dark in Europe, including a whole big chunk of American websites, and a lot of this is news sites, Los Angeles
Regulation?
Time. Yes.
What did it? I heard talk about that. I didn't know what that was.
Okay. This is the General Data Protection Regulations that came from the EU. They actually passed this 2 years ago, but it went into effect today, and they are missing a whole lot of their internet now. And this thing is this is horrible, horrible regulation, Gregory. They should call it the GDPR for short. But it was all over the media today, and it's kind of been in the media somewhat for the past year. But if you're wondering why your inbox and your email has been flooded with, hey, we've updated our privacy concerns. Hey, we've updated our privacy concerns. When you log into one of your websites you go to, hey, we've updated our privacy concerns. Haven't you noticed that incessantly for the past 3 months or so, maybe 6 months? That is companies that are upping their privacy policies to comply with this because they want to try and make some scratch in Europe still. It's applied to the entire European Union, but the jurisdiction extends to anywhere on the globe to people who deal with EU citizens or businesses. And all of this is going to backfire. It's going to have huge negative consequences, dubious, if any, protections to your privacy. And this it looks like a gift bag to all the established big tech companies. I'll go over this in just a second. We got to take a break here. But your internet experience is going to change a little bit. We'll explain how and why. If you have a financial situation, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Couples can boost their Social Security checks with planning.
Each day you delay claiming your benefits past your normal retirement age, your benefit ticks up another 8%. And in the event of a spouse's death, the surviving spouse can take the higher of her own benefit or that of the deceased spouse's benefit. See, if the husband claims early, then dies first, effectively, he shortchanged his wife's survival benefit. Instead, the husband should delay his claim, so if the wife can claim the highest possible benefit for the rest of her life, if the wife dies first, the husband simply keeps his own benefit.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Must be Friday night. Just got paid. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Happy Friday. How you doing? Long weekend coming up.
Oh, it's going to be fun. If you like some liquid sunshine.
Isn't it supposed to rain? Oh, no. Yeah, that's coming Monday.
Yeah. I hope it stays off the money. Well, it doesn't matter. We're still going to have a great time. It's an awesome weekend. Get an extra day. It's a three-day weekend. At least for those in the financial markets. Yes, my day job, our office closed Monday. The employees kind of know if the market is closed, we are closed.
With a few exceptions.
I think there's one.
Yeah, I know there's one. And then there's the converse exception that makes that one right.
Yeah, where we swap a day because of the markets. Because
of Mardi Gras.
And we're closed on a day. But a couple of us don't get to take that day off because we're having to monitor everything. So, yeah, where most of the team's off on Mardi Gras day, not everybody gets to have that day off.
I'm having a dream weekend. You know what I'm doing? Nothing. And you know what I did so I wouldn't have to do anything this weekend? I mowed the yard at like 9 o'clock this morning. So I really have nothing to do after the show tomorrow. I have to put up the podcast, but then it's just going to be glorious. I'm going to do nothing for 2 days in a row. And considering the fact that we've done a Saturday show since about this time 8 years ago, we don't get a whole lot of 2 days in a row off, Gregory. So I'm just going to relish in doing nothing. It sounds glorious.
Yeah, coming up about June 9th, it's a Saturday, right there, kind of about marks the 8-year anniversary.
Yeah, I think technically it was June 11th, so June 9th
would
be the show.
Yeah, so it's kind of right there, depending how the calendar falls, being we started with just a Saturday morning show at 9 a.m. years ago, which was what? June 11th of 2010. See if that day falls right. Go back.
I think the 11th is going to be a Monday this year. I think you're right. It's 9th is that Saturday.
Yep.
Because I got to go to that conference and you got to go somewhere that week. That's a crazy week for us. All right. So, Gregory, this GDPR, the data privacy regulations from the EU, this is weird because it affects the entire globe, because if you're a business in the United States and someone from the Europe comes and logs onto your site and you don't have your privacy settings set the way that the Europe wants it, they can fine you. Now, I don't know, good luck collecting, but if you want to do business in there, you're going to have to play by their rules. The fine can get a little ridiculous though. It's 20 million euros or 4% of your annual revenue, whichever is higher. So I can't afford 20 million euros, and most small businesses can't either. But think about the big guys. Facebook's revenue last year, $40 billion. So a 4% fine on them would be $1.6 billion. Oh, you were keeping the cookies and you didn't get them deleted fast enough when someone asked you to erase all their stuff in the background. But this is about to get interesting, because how do you handle this if you are Amazon? How do you handle this if you are an eBay? Because if news sites are having to shut down, if the LA Times and the New York Times are having to block out Europe because they don't want to get too much information and get fined, this is going to put an end to a lot of guys who wanted to get in the business. They're just not going to get into it anymore. They're supposed to not save any of your information without your consent. But the people who write these laws, I think they might be morons, Gregory, because there are facets of your computer that when you log into a website, you know, cookies?
Yes.
Well, they're going to download onto your computer without anyone's consent. Are we going to have to set up a system where you have to okay every cookie that gets used, that goes back and forth? I don't think they've really thought this out, Gregory.
I can't see that happening here, that type of regulation, but who knows? Things are going to evolve and adjust, and it might be to where that something could be built into most apps or whatever is just you click on it. But that goes for about, that's kind of part of how the World Wide Web works efficiently as well, where those cookies are there and it makes it easier when you go back to that site because your computer's kind of saving some data there that helps that. But you can go and clear. There's a place on your browser you can go clear that as well. And then you figure out, oh, where was that site I was going to? And it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you a couple other things that are a problem here. Now, some of this sounds like it's a nice idea. The new law says that if there's been a breach where personal data has been exposed, you have to notify your customers within 72 hours. I mean, it sounds nice. Facebook and Google, they could probably take care of that. But you got old Fred out here that's got his own little startup, and he's selling T-shirts, and he's collecting cookies and whatever, and he has a data breach. So he has to keep some sophisticated software on his computer that can detect a breach. And this is even from sophisticated state-sponsored hackers like from China or North Korea. With his amateur tech skills, everyone now has to be a sleuth. He has to learn advanced computer security too, just for running a small shop and a little website over here.
It's easy for lawmakers to put stuff in place. We see it all the time. Just like they don't know what they're doing delving into this arena.
Absolutely. This would be like me making regulations on how a car engine should work. I know a little bit. I could change a water pump, but I shouldn't be doing compression ratios. I have no idea what that stuff is. That's a thing though, right? Compression ratios in a car, Gregory?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm in the right animal at least. But small businesses can't pay for that. If you're a larger business, you have to have a data protection officer on staff to implement and comply to all these regulations. There has to be data organization and portability, which means all the websites, you can't have the data scattered all over the place. It has to be in one centralized, compact location, which to me, as a computer guy, says, well, you're just setting it up and making it easier to hack. If it was decentralized and we had some of your stuff over here and some of it over there and some of it on this other machine and some in this other department, it's a lot harder to hack. Like, it's almost like you're wrapping it all up and putting it in a pretty bow for the hackers if you're sticking it all on one site. But it can't be readable just by one site. You have to have the encryption keys on another server. I mean, this whole thing's a mess that the big guys are going to be able to comply with, but the little guys aren't. And I'm kind of concerned, Gregory. When I was looking at our podcast stats, we had a listener this week from Norway.
Awesome.
Hey, I thought that was really cool. Kind of concerned though, because if the guy from Norway listens to the show and is like, hey, maybe I need to download that app. He downloads the app, and if you want to log in, you can provide your email and open up all the functions there. But he's in Europe. We could be in breach of these in violation of these new laws here.
It's called the World Wide Web. It's around the world. We don't intend to. We've said, oh, I want to do a show in Norway. Yeah, we've never had that discussion. So why are we liable? He chose to download it. We didn't offer it to him. We're out there.
Man, that's a great
point. You can do a search and find us and grab it, but we don't push it over there. It's not in our, now I've got to remember the terminology and stuff. It's not in our SEO.
Right.
To hook up Norwegians with the show.
You know, that's what Facebook said, though. They're like, we didn't force anyone or trick anyone giving up their data. They came in here and they voluntarily, with enthusiasm, gave us all this information. We just did with it whatever we want. They understood what they were doing. That doesn't work. Here's the deal. Maybe we can and we can get away with it. But if we ever want to open an office in Norway, we're going to have to pay some fines.
Here's the thing is, if you're allowing another firm to come in and ride your coattail, use your code, do things within your software, so to speak. And that's where Facebook had a problem, is they just weren't completely on top of what they were doing. That I could see where you should have a better handle on what others are doing. Now, in our world of financial services under SEC and FINRA and such, and where somebody would claim, oh, he sold my information. There is no way that happened. We have a privacy policy. We do not share information with anybody whatsoever. There's nobody that piggybacks. Nobody else gets to look in. It does not happen. So there, if somebody said something about us selling somebody's information, they've drank too many Long Island iced teas.
So how many times have you sold your email list to outside parties?
None. Ever.
Okay. How many times have you just shared your email list with outside parties?
None. Ever.
All right. So we're not going to get fined around here, that's for sure. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do some numbers. But something happened magical yesterday. In market cap size, Netflix is now bigger than both Disney and Comcast. They passed them both recently. And this is, I'm almost giggling over here because right now Disney and Comcast are the two giants that are battling out buy Fox.
How much are you up in Netflix?
None. I don't have any.
We're something like over 100% now. Love me some Netflix.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One thing you definitely should do is accelerate your payments. It makes a big difference by just making an extra 2 payments a year, because that's one thing we're like to retire is that mortgage when they retire. Boom, you've added cushion.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right,
and love me some cold beer. How many favorite pairs of jeans do you have? Do you like your radio loud? Yeah, a lot of the time. What I like is throughout the house different radio songs, so wherever I go, Kentucky Fried's playing.
Oh, same station then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, live financial talk radio. I know y'all are busy listening and preparing for the weekend. Not so much money on your mind, but thanks for joining us anyhow. But hey, if you'd like to bring up a topic, conversation, it was like last night we did a story on Social Security and boom, we had all kinds of calls. It's kind of like when somebody calls, maybe one or two, and then everybody gets their cover. Oh, okay. I'm going to ask my question. Now I've got a better one. It's like competition. 504-260-0995. You see the news about Orajel this morning? I'm trying to look up, see if they're publicly traded.
Orajel's probably like owned by Procter & Gamble or Johnson & Johnson or Nestle or one of the big five.
Yeah, they had something that is warning against some teething salve for babies that are too, you know,
yeah, teething
and such.
Teething
and
medicine.
They're kind of said, oh, don't use that. And yeah. Let's see here. I had it on this page here.
I think I saw that headline and I was very skeptical. If it's really bad for babies, I would hear about the dead babies. I wouldn't hear about Orajel pulling it.
Yeah, what they're telling me, FDA warns against benzocaine teething products are unsafe for children. So Orajel appears to be one of those that was using that as well. They're not the only company, but they're one of them in the mix of that. But when I pull up oral gel, a lot of that connects as well. O-R-A-J-E-L.
Look, I just went through four kiddos. I'm familiar with this. We used it on all of them. I think we even used this name brand for all of them. No problems. What are they talking about? Was there one person that got harmed from this, and so now everyone has to lose Orajel? Everyone has it taken away from them?
Here's a little bit of the story that was on CNN. U.S. Food Drug Administration issued a warning to consumers Wednesday to stop using over-the-counter teething products that contain benzocaine.
All right, I'm
so who makes
now.
Benzocaine?
I think benzocaine is just a name for a chemical. It's like cocaine or...
And then the danger these products pose could come from in the form of this really long word, methemoglobinemia. I did it. Okay. That was really long. A condition which the oxygen level in the blood dips dangerously low. It can be fatal. Okay. That's all you need to know there. Symptoms include rapid heart rate, lightheadedness, Well, if it's a little kid, it goes, oh, stop that. I'm feeling lightheaded. You know, that, how are you getting that? Difficulty breathing, sleepiness, headache, you know, gosh, you must be putting a lot of that stuff on their gums. Okay, so that's kind of what's going on there with the kid. So be careful with that. My interest was trying to see, is that publicly traded stock? So I've not figured that out yet.
I'm still going through this article. I can't see anyone that's been hurt from this stuff. And I guess maybe because this is cocaine, Novocaine, Benzocaine, these are all, you know, they pain relievers or whatever. But I'm not seeing it. Maybe if you squirted the whole bottle right into the baby's mouth, down his throat, or I don't know, maybe cook down a spoon and shoot in his arm or something, it might be bad. But this stuff has been in use, and this Benzocaine's been in use for decades. And I don't remember anyone ever being harmed by that. What was the methyl magalablagoma? Forget all that.
Did you see that? How long that word?
Methemoglobinemia.
That's what I called it. It's a tough one.
You did better than I did.
That is hilarious.
All right. There was another warning about this in 2011. Here it is. Finally, there have been more than 400 cases of Benzocaine associated methemoglobinin, I had to read the sentence, didn't I? Reported to the FDA or published in medical literature since 1971.
Well, I think it's adults use it. It's marketed to adults as well, to end the gum pain and such. Yeah, denture pain, severe toothache, maximum toothache. I've probably used some form of that long time ago in the past.
Guarantee I have. In fact, I know I have. All right. Well, that's it of that. I mean, abundance of caution, people. Don't use it. People like me who generally ignore these things, carry on.
Church. It looks like Churchill and Dwight Inc. ChurchDwight.com.
Oh, you're the
parent company? Yeah, I'm going to
company?
The financial side. Is why I went down this road, because that's what occurred to me. And they've got Waterpik, Trojan, OxyClean, Batiste, Arm & Hammer, Orajel, VitaFusion. Orajel used to be its own company there. I just remember that name from trading going a long ways back.
So you said this is Church & Dwight?
Yes.
How have we not heard this name before?
They're in Ewing, New Jersey.
Oh, look, this is the company that makes Arm & Hammer.
Yep.
All right, and Pepsodent, I see. They don't have a parent company? All right, good for those guys. All right, let's get into the numbers here, Gregory.
Okay.
The numbers.
Welcome to the number segments, where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today, besides the recall of Orajel. And all you Benzocaine lovers out there, you're very disappointed. But Dow Jones is pretty disappointed too. No, Wayne and Periscope, you can't just eat a whole tube of Orajel at once. That is not recommended by Winning at Life.
They were up 69 cents, 1.48% today. That's, yeah, new company we just ever spoke of. Don't know if we will again. Church & Dwight Company. It closed at $47.42. I just want to wrap that up so we can move on from it.
Dow Jones down a quarter of a percent today. So, you know, it shaved off about 59 points, 24,753. So that winning streak that they were on for about 8 days, oh, that's done in earnest now. S&P was down a similar amount. It was down a quarter of a percent. 2,721. NASDAQ, however, had a little fun today. It was up 0.1%. Russell was down 0.1%.
We're looking at 13 seconds change on U.S. 10-year treasuries, 2.928%. Crude oil.
Wait, that's 7 down days in a row for the 10-year?
Yeah, just we're still above 2.9%.
I liked it above 3.
Yeah. Well, here is something I feel is certain, but we'll call it guidance, is I think we're getting back to 3 and not too far out, by the way. So, bigger news is the movement in crude oil from yesterday, or going back 2 days. We closed at $67.50 on that. We recently were talking about it being at, what, 72, then 74. Now making want to go to the chart. I'm going to go back and look at it in a moment. Gold, $1,306.50. Silver, $16.52. Kind of relative area for them as well. I'm going to jump down here to the 30-year mortgages, see what it's showing on my financials here. We're showing at 4.54% as the last on the 30-year fixed interest rate.
Yeah, so when you go back and look at the short sheet, or were you done with the oil?
Well, that's what I'm just going to click and look at a chart going over a few days here.
It lost like 4% today.
Yeah, we were looking at on the 21st, 71. We saw a high there on the 22nd of 72, 78. I'm going to go back to the 1 month and see if we've had, oh my goodness. Yeah, 22nd was the high of the recent 30 days of 72.20. And now we're roughly about $5 below that. What a move.
Yeah, that was a big one. Now, on the short sheet over here, there's a little mixed action. Facebook was down today, and Google was down. But that was the only FANG stocks that were down. You know why? Because this European regulation that started today, they already got sued. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I'm not going to be like every other lender out there. I want to separate myself. And how do we do that? We do that with service. And service starts with answering your phone. And in this day and age, so many people just take a number on a piece of paper, go, here's your credit score, and say, yes or no, we can't do that. And to be honest with you, that's just not fair. I think there's an opportunity to put everybody in a home, and that's what we need to be looking to do.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Get a second opinion on how any of these worlds work regarding your fees, regarding the stress on the portfolio, or how much should be in fixed, and then are you getting the best deal out there?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You know, there's an attorney a while back died, and he was in his second marriage. And the first wife was the beneficiary of the IRA, and she wasn't the sharing kind. So the second wife was out of that money. If that's what his intent was, well, it played out that way. But the children were arguing it was supposed to go to them, and it was quite a bit of money. You always need to be reviewing these accounts to make sure your beneficiary designations are up to date. If your advisor's not asking you about this every year and making sure that we've got copies of documents, that you know how this is listed, you might be working with the wrong person.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Give it up for the weekend. Pull it up at the time of your life.
Okay. We have the word methemoglobinemia. There you go. Caller helped us out with that.
We were putting the TH together and we sounded like fools. Thank you, caller. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Gregory Ricks is the financial Hall of Fame advisor across the table from me. I am his smart mouth co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, give us a call. 504-260-0995. I promise Gregory will give you some top-notch advice, and I'll be here too. 504-260-0995, or you can reach out, call us, or send us a text via the Winning at Life app. Gregory, it's official, kind of dovetailing on the number segment here. Netflix and their market cap, they are now worth more than Disney.
Well, Disney, if they were wanting to buy them, should have bought them beginning of the year when all that talk was going on. They cost a lot more now.
They recently also passed up Comcast in market cap size. And I find this absolutely fascinating because when you think about the heavyweights of the heavyweights of the heavyweights of the media industry, Netflix is not only in that conversation, they're at the front of the pack. Because right now, what's another gigantic media brand that we've all known our entire lives? Fox, right? It was Fox. They just made movies, and then they had their own network, and then they were a big deal, and now they got the Business Channel and the News Channel and all these other movies. And right now, Comcast and Disney are battling over against each other, falling all over themselves to make the best offer to buy Fox. So not only is Netflix bigger than Fox, the network and all that it entails, it's bigger than the two giants that are battling to buy it out. Netflix is bigger than that.
Remember who could have bought them back in the day?
Are you going to say Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The company that ain't there no more.
They went the way of the beeper. They are gone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Could have been a completely different landscape. And man, they had such an established brand. Who didn't have the sight recognition of that movie stub logo that they had on all their signs? Didn't we all know what that was from a mile away? What a head start.
How long have you been a client of theirs?
Of Netflix?
Yeah.
I guess technically when I started dating what became Miss Parker, when we were still boyfriend and girlfriend, she had Netflix. And then when we moved in together, she brought it with her.
Well, I had started with Netflix before I had stopped doing business with Blockbuster. I, along with a lot of other people, made the switch, which was the demise of Blockbuster. So, I don't know how far that back is. I'll have to look at my account. I'm sure they probably, if they should have on there. You've been a customer since.
Mine's got to be like 2009, I think. Maybe 2008.
I have to look it up. I think I'll log in.
So what? Here's what I'm thinking here. If you're Netflix, you have all these TV shows that you're producing, and you have all these movies that you're producing. So you're like Disney. You're like Fox. Fox makes both TV shows and movies. But you know what Netflix doesn't have that they have? They don't have a basic cable channel. There's not a Netflix channel. And the question is, do they need it? Are they going to go out and they're going to try and get one so they can compete on all fronts? I don't think so. I think they're just leaving that old model behind and reshaping what these other guys are doing.
No, because actually a lot of their shows are running on cable channels.
Yeah, some of them are.
Yeah, there's stuff that I've watched on AMC, good ways back, found out. Oh, that was Netflix created series. It's just crazy.
Well, and then the opposite's happening right now. Me and Miss Parker, between other shows, we're watching Cheers front to back. We just started season one and we're making our way through it. And that's one of the greatest shows of all time.
And you can't go to a cable channel and do that. Well, you can, some of them like will do a marathon of the series, but that like takes forever. I'd rather just go and grab it, so to speak, when I want to see it and then get back to it.
Well, the thing that's been fascinating for me is partially because of my computer background, I've always had access to all these movies since, I don't know, about 2002. I could go download, find any song, any album. I'd go get any TV show. I'd go get any movie and get whatever I want, any program, really. I can go get anything I wanted. The only thing that's stopping everyone else from doing what I've been doing this whole time is the convenience. And it's been stopping me. Yeah, I have downloaded Cheers before, but I'm not going to go off my external hard drive and plug it into the big TV and then go type through when I'm already on Netflix and I'm just flipping through with the remote. The convenience aspect is just unbelievable how well they've done that. But it's a changing of the guards. It's a new world out there, Gregory. And Netflix is the king.
Yeah, I can't find anything that shows me a history of you've been a member, like American Express, you've been a member since, like that. So, don't know. Been a long time, though. Longer than 8 years. Doing that before the show.
Yep.
Oh, see, this is 2018.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think back. For Katrina. To me, this Netflix been around forever, and I've been a part of that most of the way. So, interesting.
The original Netflix people, you will remember, you count if you were in the DVD days before the streaming. Those are the OGs of the Netflix user world.
Oh, they were not streaming when I became a client of theirs. What I liked about it back in the day is I could do it through the mail. I could return the mail. You'd tell them what movies you want. You can create a list back in. And I still think you can do that. I just do the streaming. I'm not sure which system I'm paying for, but that's what got me to it. Is Blockbuster is like, oh, I got to get over there before they close. I'm getting a late fee.
And yeah.
Netflix says, we'll just send it to you. Oh, I don't have to go to the store anymore. You'll just deliver it to me. It sounds like Amazon.
I got so nostalgic over the word late fees.
And your Walmart that you do at a drop-off center for your groceries, James. Like, oh, I don't have to go there anymore. They'll just bring it to me. And if I'm not happy or I'm done with it, I can send it back. There's sometimes I actually found, I think I sent back to them last year. I think I've had held it for a few years and I found the envelope that it came in and I sent it back.
Oh, they were like, thank you, Mr.
No life. Remember you hear people. Yeah. So-and-so got arrested because they kept a library book out for 20 years. Imagine the fees. Well, Netflix doesn't have late fees, so I could keep it for years.
They don't care. They're just going to burn another copy on another disc. They don't even need your disc back. They just don't want you keeping it forever and stuck in a library.
If somebody else needed the disc, I wanted to make sure they had it back.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. Gregory, you handle military retirement. I know we get the calls in here, and this is an obviously rhetorical question, but I've heard you deal out some expertise to people who are going through the military retirement system. How is it different? Is this all the TSP world that we hear about?
Yes, it's involved in the TSP world.
Anything someone that's walking into the military, young guys need to know how they should set it up, something to that effect? Or
they need to take advantage of it is what they really need to do. You need to take advantage of retirement programs. Core principles is save money, create an emergency account. So when you do start putting money into longer term savings, which could be called investments, some of it could be correlated to risk, and you're not having to hit those accounts when something goes bad, where somebody gets the idea, oh, I can do invest. Oh, I can make money there. And they don't have an emergency savings. So you remember building a house, what do you need? A proper foundation. So building an investment, savings, long-term savings, you need a proper foundation and go about it the right way. Not have all your money at risk and not all the same type of risk. Remember, the return of your money is more important than the return on. Don't put it in something you can't possibly get it out from. It needs to have a liquidity option.
One thing I've noticed that's different is they usually retire earlier than other retirees. This gets turned on earlier, and you're more likely to get another job post your military retirement than most other retirees.
Yeah, kind of that 20-year thing, so to speak, or so. Some can go longer, but the military has this thing about as you get higher grades, you're not going to get renewed, so to speak, in the job at times there. They like a lot more younger people moving throughout. Hey, next Tuesday or even over the weekend, you need some financial help, want to have a longer, thorough conversation, call my office, 504-832-9200, GregoryRicks.com.
Be sure to tune into the 3-hour spectacular tomorrow from 10 to 1. In the meantime, you're home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Yeah, we are live tomorrow. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited.